Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And once a month, we get a gauge. We gauge where Colorans and Americans stand with the latest scams that are making the rounds. Sometimes it's seasonal. Last month, we talked about some of the seasonal scams that can make your way, especially when it comes to hiring the right people to take care of your outdoor spaces, which comes into play when we're talking about the summer months. This month, we're talking about something that a lot of folks have started hearing more and more about: cryptocurrency. So joining us today from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, we're so pleased to have with us Ada Rodriguez, Vice President of Operations and Development. Good morning, Ada.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. And Alexis Barton, Quality Assurance Coordinator for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. Alexis, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. So I'll tell you, I heard about cryptocurrency. It had to be like 8-10 years ago, and it seemed just too fantastical. So I've kept my distance ever since. I do know someone, though, that invested and bought cryptocurrency back then. And I guess from all intents and purposes, that had to have paid off. But there are scams out there. So Ada, why don't you boil down for us, what is cryptocurrency?
Yeah, so I will talk a little bit about it. It's a very complicated idea because it's not even like a physical thing, right? So, I certainly am not the expert in this, but we will give kind of some general information and then dig into some of the risks with it. But it continues to be a hot new trend. So even a decade ago, people were talking about it, beginning to kind of invest in it. But over the last couple years, we've really seen a growth in this digital payment system that doesn't rely on banks to verify transactions, which that alone sounds a little crazy, right? So as a result, it's created a great opportunity for scammers. So cryptocurrency is a form of digital money whereby encryption technology can enable anyone, anywhere, to send and receive payments. So there's no physical form, like I mentioned, such as paper money or coins, but lines of computer code that's supported by a decentralized computer system known as a blockchain and stored in a crypto wallet. So, you know, again, there's even more detail you could go into how you get the computer code and what the crypto wallet is. As you can imagine, there are websites and books dedicated just to learning about cryptocurrency. I learned the other day that there are actually meetups on cryptocurrency here in Colorado Springs that you could go and meet with other people that are really fascinated and interested in this form of currency. So Bitcoin was developed in 2009, and it's the most popular form of cryptocurrency, but it's not the only kind. And so oftentimes people will use the term Bitcoin to refer to all of cryptocurrency, whereas Bitcoin is really just one of those forms and happens to be the most popular. So it has been increasingly accepted as payment in even retail transactions, certainly online. Transferring funds this way is popular. It operates outside the traditional banking system, and so therefore it's not monitored and it's not subject to the same protections as bank deposits or credit card transactions. And so there, of course, it lies some of the risks, and so we will certainly get into more of that. But
Ada, was it always designed to be a vehicle for investment, or was it designed to be more of a vehicle for an alternate way of storing wealth?
That's a good question. I don't know if it was actually developed for one or the other more so. I don't know the answer to that question solely. I will say that it's kind of turned into both, right? Where there are individuals that are using this as a way to store and keep their wealth. Other people are using it as an investment in their younger years and hoping that it will continue to grow. Other people are just playing around with it and using it to purchase items. The other issue with cryptocurrency, of course, you could use it to pay for things without a whole lot of tracking.
Oversight,
so
right.
Mm-hmm. Then that leads scammers to even using it as a form. So, I don't know how it was originally or what the original purpose was, but It's turned into multifaceted and multipurpose, that's for sure.
And let's talk about the number of scams. How many scams are there out there that are that you guys are tracking when it comes to cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency accounted for the second highest number of scam losses, according to the FTC in 2021, totaling about $750 million. So it's a huge industry for scammers. The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center has had major increases in these reports. And also, BBB's learned that most people don't make a report when they're scammed. So it's hard to judge what this number actually is and could potentially be a lot higher than that.
Why is, I guess, cryptocurrency the new frontier when it comes to scammers?
Yeah, so this is really attractive to scammers because, like Ada mentioned, it's pretty unregulated. The money is hard to recoup once it's lost. It's really popular. There's a lot of buzz around it. Celebrity endorsements. There's a lot of celebrities talking about it. And it's just something that's not well understood. So that makes it really easy for scammers to take advantage of that, and really opens up the door for things like Ponzi schemes, fraud, some of those old schemes we saw kind of resurfacing again. And given the development of the new currencies, the lack of protection, lack of government regulation, it's really just become kind of the Wild West with scammers in a sense.
Is it the kind of thing where, we've heard of ransomware. Is that affecting cryptocurrency accounts too?
It could. Many victims report that after they purchase this cryptocurrency, they're directed to websites where they had to create an account in order to monitor those investments. So there's always the risk there, right, with going online and creating an account and giving someone access to your information. But these websites look really sophisticated. But as soon as that victim tries to withdraw the money that they've earned, they're told they must pay taxes, commissions, other fees, and ultimately they end up never being able to take that money out.
And this is people's hard-earned money usually. When we come back, we need to take a short break here, Alexis and Ada of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. But when we come back, we'll be talking about one example of how someone who thought they had their money tied up in Bitcoin and in a good place lost it or wasn't able to access it. That and more as The Extra continues. We're talking about cryptocurrency here on The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra, and we are talking to the folks from the Better Business Bureau, Ada Rodriguez and Alexis Barton, about cryptocurrency and scams. And Alexis, we were leaving off with you. Why don't you tell us about one example of how someone got scammed in one of these cryptocurrency frauds?
Yeah, sure. So a consumer reported to BBB that she began learning about Bitcoin investment in 2021. She reached out to an investment service that she had saw mentioned repeatedly in some of the videos she was watching about Bitcoin. So when she reached out, she was instructed to buy $1,500 in Bitcoin. 10 days later, she received a screenshot from this company displaying an account balance that was significantly higher than what she had put in. So she was excited about this, of course, and decided to withdraw her earnings. She was told she had to pay 10% commission, a broker's fee. After she paid those fees, she received another email saying there was another fee to withdraw her money. And so she kind of finally caught on that this probably was a scam and went ahead and reported it to BBB. So this is becoming really common. BBB Scam Tracker shows that cryptocurrency scams most commonly originate on social media. So scammers may try to impersonate your friends and telling you about their success with cryptocurrency or who they invested with, or they may just make Facebook posts promising big gains in your account and kind of advertising something that probably sounds too good to be true. So yeah, these figure really prominently into other scams. Law enforcement even reports that romance scammers have been convincing their victims to invest in cryptocurrency using fake apps, and then the money's gone, right? And the person disappears. There's some ransomware scams, like you mentioned. BBB scam tracker data also shows that it's commonly, payments commonly requested online. So for online sales, advanced fee loans, employment scams, the list really goes on, and they're really, scammers are really taking advantage of the cryptocurrency platform.
Right. And I mean, cryptocurrency, when it was first formed, I mean, there was concern that it would be used for illicit transactions to begin with. I mean, that was one of the concerns that popped up.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that has kind of come true. Without all the regulation, it's really being used in a lot of pretty sketchy places.
And so how to avoid these cryptocurrency scams? Let's bring in Ada Rodriguez back into the conversation. Ada, what are some tips that we should do when it comes to people who want to dabble in this?
Yeah, definitely some great tips out there. The first one is guarding your wallet, and that's your crypto wallet, not your standard wallet. So the security of the wallet is really, really important. Apparently, if you lose the key to get into your wallet, your funds are gone permanently. There's no way to recover it. So that's obviously one of the most important pieces to guard. Look carefully at email addresses and website addresses. Again, you know, phishing scams, that's the prime place they're going to try to get you, right? Get you to click on things. Try to get your credentials so that they can steal your money. Looking for an exchange with an internet search engine may lead to fake sites, of course, and so just Googling them and trying to find information on how to trade just via the internet is risky. Trying to do that on your phone, especially because you don't always get the best browser. So making sure that you're using legitimate sites and doing your research there. Don't pay for products with cryptocurrency. No one with the government especially will ever ask for this form of government. This form of payment. Those are some of the scams that we have seen where scammers attempting to represent a government official will ask for payment in cryptocurrency. So it's important for individuals to know that that is not something the government will ask for at this point. Watch out for fake reviews. Scammers often create fake reviews for their own companies. We see that with a lot of different types of scams. It's not just cryptocurrency. You always have to be skeptical when looking at reviews online. The BBB verifies their reviews, but other than that, we cannot vouch for that validity. Be wary of celebrity endorsements. We also see this with other types of items, but if you see a celebrity endorsing a certain type of cryptocurrency or a certain platform, be wary of it. Don't assume that that is the most valid site. They could be impersonating a celebrity, or sometimes, you know, celebrities are paid to advertise and not necessarily mean that it's the best place for you to be. Be careful about claims made on social media. So that is the most common place for people to encounter investment scams. I didn't know that. Social media is dangerous for lots of ways, and here's just one more reason why social media is risky, right? Kind of along that vein, you'll see different accounts being compromised, and you'll get requests from so-called friends that will reach out and talk about how they made money using cryptocurrency and attempt to lure you in to the process that way. So also making sure you're safeguarding your social media account so that, you know, that scam doesn't happen the other direction. The last two tips are only download apps from Google Play or App Store. These trusted apps do not eliminate the threat of scams, of course, through these apps, but they do offer at least a basic level of protection that you can't get through some of the other apps that are out there. Apps are risky. They could contain malicious software. That's the case with any apps, but again, specifically ones like these where you are dealing with currency and sometimes high dollar amounts. You want to be extra careful with the apps. And the last one is don't believe promises of guaranteed returns. No one can guarantee how an investment will perform. Alexa said it earlier, but if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Really be wary for those reports and claims of what certain cryptocurrency will earn you if you invest.
Okay. Well, we need to take another break here, Ada and Alexis. When we come back, how to, I guess, track and find out more about cryptocurrency scams. And we'll talk about something that, again, is one of those new terms that's come up. NFTs, non-fungible tokens, what they are, how scammers are taking advantage of our lack of knowledge and expertise on those, that and more as The Extra continues. We're back with The Extra and our guests today from the Better Business Bureau, Ada Rodriguez and Alexis Barton. All right, we talked about some of the tips to avoid cryptocurrency scams. I assume if you've become a victim of this, you should register a complaint, right? Or better yet, try to get your money back. Or sometimes it's not even the money you're trying to go after. You're trying to go after the actual control or password of them.
Right. Yeah, just like any scam, whether you are completely fall victim or you almost fall victim or it's a phishing scam but you don't give them any information, we always, always recommend that you report it. That could save someone else from falling into the same trap. It could also help get you support that you need to possibly recover that. Report them at the Better Business Bureau, also Federal Trade Commission, and U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as well, which is a new one for this, which is sec.gov/TCR, or even just Googling or searching U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, along with the other two, are really strong ways to report these scams and hopefully receive some assistance.
And hopefully maybe get at least a portion of your money back or your worth back. Yeah. Difficult to be made whole when you're talking about something that is so esoteric as these Bitcoins or cryptocurrencies, I should say.
Right.
Let's move on to talking about this NFT, the non-fungible tokens. So a lot of people are still like catching up to what these are. I'd like Alexis to explain for us, what is a non-fungible token, an NFT?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, most people want to know what is this and should I be investing in this? People want to own something that's completely unique, and the ability to purchase ownership of online assets opens up really a whole new world of possibilities, but with that comes a whole new world of risks, right? So to start, NFT, like you mentioned, stands for non-fungible token. So if you're like me or like most people, I read that and I was like, oh, that doesn't help me, right? I don't know. I still don't know what it means. So we like to think of it as a digital certificate of authenticity. So really, to better understand what non-fungible means, it kind of helps to define what fungibility is. So fungibility is the ability to replace an item with one just like it. So something fungible would be something interchangeable. So 4 quarters for a dollar, right? Other examples could be frequent flyer miles, Bitcoin, like we mentioned, or even like casino chips, something that can be exchanged for another item of the same value. So with NFTs, they're the opposite. So it's completely unique. You cannot interchange this item with anything else. So similar to a masterpiece of art, right, has the author's signature on it to authenticate it. A car has a VIN number. And so people can try to reproduce those, but there's a way to verify the original. So similar to that with these digital assets, it's possible to track ownership through blockchain technology, like Ada mentioned previously with the cryptocurrency. So it's just a digital string of numbers and letters that identify this NFT as an original asset. So it can be traced back to the person who made it. It can even indicate how many times it was sold, who owns it currently. And when someone purchases that NFT, the transaction is added to a digital ledger. So it makes the asset into something really unique. And the token for that asset is stored on a secure database so people can publicly verify whether that NFT is original or not. So pretty interesting.
But there are ways that scammers are looking at these too as ways to make money.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple other examples, a domain name, a URL, website, those are non-fungible, right? Because someone owns that URL. It has value and can only be sold with that person's permission. Or even like auction houses have digital art or virtual reality platforms can enable users to buy and trade virtual land. So like you mentioned, that does come with some risks. So the idea of owning something like that that's original and unique is pretty attractive. And some of these NFTs will really grow in value over time. But part of the problem is that these digital files can be reproduced an infinite number of times, and because they are digital, you can reproduce them to be exactly the same as the original.
Alexis, so what should we be aware of?
Yeah, so buying that token kind of gives you the unique one, but doesn't stop anyone from reproducing that. So that's something super important to pay attention to, that someone can kind of just copy what you purchase.
Okay. And Ada, you want to talk about other things we should watch out for?
Yeah. So, and I'll go through these relatively quickly, but, you know, as we talked about, the NFT market is so new, it's really hard to establish an asset's value. So you need to really pay attention to that when you are purchasing NFTs or wanting to exchange them. Know that the value now may not change in 5 years. It's not like property value necessarily. It's not the same. It doesn't have that physical component. So think of it as almost that virtual property, right? So just keep in mind that what's sought after today may not be sought after in the future. Look out for fakes, of course, just like counterfeit money and art forgery. Scammers sometimes try to rip off original creators and buyers using fakes, right? Sometimes fraudsters can actually claim they're the true creator, setting up profiles, accounts, websites. Just like anything, there can be scammers impersonating, but especially in the new world such as this and where it's all virtual, it's even harder to ensure that it is legit. So being aware of that, knowing that fakes are absolutely out there. Read the fine print. Sometimes NFTs come with a smart contract containing a transfer clause that requires every time it sells for part of the proceeds to go to the previous owner, which is an interesting thought. So you may buy and then trade, but part of those funds that you might make off of this NFT may go to the prior owner. So just making sure you read that fine print. Be wary of wash sales. So wash sales or wash trading happens when someone creates an NFT, puts it up for sale, quickly buys it themselves for a high price to make it look more valuable, and then offers it again at an inflated price. And that can happen with, again, many items. But especially with NFT, where it's really hard to assign what that value is because it has that virtual component. So be wary of sudden, inexplainable value spikes.
Okay. So again, when you do get victimized by something like this, where's the best place that you should call?
I would honestly use the same sites that we mentioned earlier. So using BBB, using the FTC, and then what was the other website? Sorry, I'm just going to find, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. I would use the three of them, just like with the cryptocurrency, just because that's what they're familiar with, starting there and just educating yourself on what next steps might be.
Okay, we need to take another break here, ladies. Ada Rodriguez and Alexis Barton with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado sharing some tips for definitely some cutting-edge technology ways that scammers could go after what you think is your worth or value or items that you have that are valuable. And we're talking about some of these newer ideas, NFTs, cryptocurrency. And when we come back, we'll talk about gift Texas. Not Texas. All right, we'll have that and more when The Extra continues. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And Ada, I just wanted to make sure before we moved on from talking about NFTs that we had properly let our listeners know about all of the risks and what they should be aware of. Do we need to add anything to what we were discussing earlier?
I don't think so. I think I'll just kind of end it with asking listeners to do their research and ask questions. Feel free to call into the BBB and visit our website to learn more about these sorts of scams and how to protect themselves. Mm.
Yeah, you really can't afford to be spending the money on these NFTs if you don't know what you're actually getting and how to protect your value that you have invested. All right, let's move on to this idea. Not Texas, text messages, texts, free gift text messages. And I'm glad that this has not been something I've encountered. Let's have Alexis Barton join us and talk a little bit about what these are and how the scammers are using them.
Yeah, sure. So it seems like every few months or so, a new scam pops up, right? And in the past few weeks, BBB Scam Tracker has received numerous reports of a text message scam that attempts to trick people with the promise of a free gift. So how that scam works is you'll receive a message, a text message that says something like, your bill is paid for March. Thank you. Here's a little gift. And so that message is going to be followed up by a link. The text doesn't specify what bill you paid, what company they're with, even what the total amount of the bill was. And more disturbing, the message may be a group text, so it could even be sent to a dozen other people that you don't know. So this text is not from a real company. The goal, of course, is to get your personal information. So this puts you at major risk for identity theft. In some versions of this, you could be directed to a website that asks you to confirm your identity before receiving the gift. The scammer may also ask for your credit card information, claiming, you know, there's a $2 shipping fee or a couple dollar shipping fee. And so there's a few ways that you can avoid this. Of course, never click on links from strangers, I think in text message, email, or on any platform. But definitely be wary of links forwarded to you by friends as well. Even well-meaning friends may accidentally forward suspicious links, or accounts can be hacked. So definitely verify those links if they do come from a friend before clicking on them. You can also just call this company directly if you have an idea of who it may be, or if the scammer does mention a company name. I would reach out to them directly, give them a call, and say, hey, did you send me this text message to verify? And also just use good judgment. If it sounds too good to be true, like we mentioned, it probably is. If you get a message promising you're going to receive some amazing gift for free, most likely it's a scam.
Mm. And yet we all want to believe it's true just because, you know, it's nice to get something for free that you weren't expecting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I wish it were true, but most often it is not. So if you think you've been scammed or you've been a victim of this scam, please report it to bbb.org/scam tracker.
Okay. Well, we have just about 2 minutes left in our show today. I'd like to ask both Ada and Alexis to share, if you want our listeners to have just, you know, one takeaway that kind of sums up what we've been talking about today. Ada, what would you like people to know?
So, I mean, really, I like to think about the cryptocurrency and the NFTs, and they're so new, and so they can feel so cool, right, to tell someone that you bought an NFT or you're investing in Bitcoin. I think the biggest tip reminder is to educate yourself on them. Don't just get excited about something new and modern, but really, really do your research. Make sure that you're knowledgeable and you can speak to them would be what I would really like to leave with listeners. It's a very complex, complicated process and platform, and it takes some brain power to understand.
Right. And we all remember the Iraqi dinar thing, scam that went right on for so many years. So you don't want to get sucked into the wrong thing. And Alexis Barton, what's your takeaway that you want listeners to have from this hour?
Yeah, to kind of play off what Ada said, I think do your research. I think really bottom line in a lot of scams that we talk about is do your research, right? Don't click on weird links. Don't get pressured into buying something or the pressure of, you know, trying something new and hip. Definitely do your research. Research the companies, research the process, and make sure you're educated before you make any decisions.
And if this information is coming to you as our listeners a little too late, if you've already been victimized, you can reach out for help. There are ways to do so. You can file a complaint with your local BBB at bbb.org or report a scam online at bbb.org/scam tracker. You can also file a complaint online at reportfraud.ftc.gov. And when it comes to cryptocurrency or NFT frauds, you can also even reach to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, sec.gov/TCR. To our guests today, Alexis Barton and Ada Rodriguez with the Better Business of Southern Colorado, thank you so much for sharing this. I learned a lot in this past hour.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Have a good day.